This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going, whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby. Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
97.1 FM Talk. On-demand audio.
Welcome back to the Mark Cox Morning Show. We are here with you on this Thursday morning, the last day of July, and the weather is going to be great today, so just enjoy that while it lasts. There may be another rain shower or two here, but my highs are below 80. We needed that on Monday. Where was that on Monday when I was golfing? That was awful. So here we are. Anyway, it's a gorgeous day. We got a full show for you here at this hour, so stay tuned for that. Coming up here in a minute, we're going to talk to David Stokes. He's the director of municipal policy over at Show Me. And lo and behold, it's deja vu all over again. Here we are, St. Louis County, and we've got a county executive under indictment. How about that? Coming up, we're going to talk to Jim Talent, a former U.S. senator, anxious to hear his thoughts on this insider trading bill that the president and Josh Hawley are at odds over. And at the bottom of the hour, we've got the former Ferguson chief, Tom Jackson, is going to join us. We've been kicking around what happened in Cincinnati. Excuse me for using the word kicking, because the guy in Cincinnati got kicked during a violent attack in downtown Cincinnati. We're going to talk to Tom about that situation and how it's been handled at about 7:35. Right now, let me get to my friend David Stokes from the Show Me Institute. And David, great to have you back on again, my friend. How are you?
I'm doing great. Great to be on the air with you, Mark and Kim. Always enjoy talking with you.
Yeah, it's great. Great having you. You know, I was joking with Kim earlier. I'm like, so the last two county executives in St. Louis County have both found themselves under indictment. Now, obviously, the charges, I think, in the case against Steve Stinger were a lot more serious, but still, these are felony charges now that Sam Page is facing over this mailer.
And I think that's a fair point you made about the difference here between Stinger and what we're seeing now. So I think you're right to make that sort of distinction, but it doesn't mean it's not incredibly serious what's happening here. Both the misdemeanor election charges and then the more serious felony charges related to the same thing, of course. And it will certainly be interesting to see if perhaps, and I'm just sort of guessing here, in the end, I'm not an attorney, but what if he were to be convicted of the misdemeanor election charges and acquitted of the felony charges, then would he be expected to resign from office? That would be a very interesting case, because the charter doesn't seem to require that in that instance, but it certainly would be a black mark on it. So that's just one certain possibility that It's going to be interesting to follow over these coming months here in Clayton.
So Steve Stanger did go to prison because of his charges. Now, obviously, we don't know how this whole thing will play out. I know he has a court hearing. Sam Page does on, it's August 29th, I believe. What do you envision coming out of this, if you were a betting man?
I'm not very much of a betting man, Kim. Very, very low stakes golf wagers occasionally. but what I hope comes out of this in the big picture, let's take it away from kind of Executive Page for a second, if we can. In the big picture, I would very much hope, and I expect this is good that can come from this. All the cities and counties and school boards and fire districts to step back. How they've all been abusing this process for decades. And they've all been, every time something's on the ballot, you get taxpayer-funded mailings that are, you know, air quote, I'm doing air quotes here, for information purposes only and neutral, again, in air quotes, but they're not really. They're always completely biased to anybody who reads it. And they use tax dollars to advocate for a position, usually passage of a tax increase or a bond issue, or in this case, and others, the defeat of a certain ballot proposition. So hopefully what comes out of this in the long run is that local government stops that practice or severely curtails it, and that would be a win for taxpayers and for good government.
Yeah, I think that's a fair point. David Stokes with us, Director of Municipal Policy at the Shilmy Institute. Let's talk about what happened here. I mean, Kim talked about it earlier in the news, but there was clear intent to make sure that this didn't go through a bidding process, right? That they kept the postage below a certain amount, that several people warned him against doing this when they were doing it. And then the attorney for the county told him to remove certain language from it, which they didn't do. It was very clear to me, just looking at it from the outside, that the intent was to dissuade people from voting in favor of Prop B.
Right. And I recall getting that mailing and seeing it at the time, and it was probably more egregious than most.
Yes.
For so clearly advocating for a position. And so, look, there's a price to be paid for that, and that is being done. That's happening with this indictment here. But as you just lay out those facts, I mean, obviously that's for a jury and judges to decide, and it's going to be interesting to see if the people who make these decisions, the jury and the judges, if they view this as just sort of unfortunate politics as usual, or if they think that it went to the level of a crime. And if they think it went to the level of a crime, whether it's the misdemeanor or whether the obviously much more serious felonies, but I would hope whatever the result, and not that campaign should be, you know, sacrificed here for it, but whatever the result, if he deserves to be acquitted, he should be acquitted. But, you know, the good result that can come from just the indictment is that it will scare local officials around the state and throughout the St. Louis area to stop doing this, perhaps not quite as egregiously as this appears.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking, or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby, Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
To be, but to just stop sending out these taxpayer-funded advocacy efforts that are so clearly one-sided. And that's hopefully the good that can come out of this for everybody, whatever the individual result of County Executive Page's case.
Well, you're a glass half full kind of guy, Dave Stokes, I have to say, because, you know, I looked at this and I've already seen his supporters coming forward and claiming that it was, a politically motivated charge. The fact that we've had two consecutive county executives charged with facing criminal charges just continually erodes people's confidence in their elected officials. And this one,
and, you know,
yeah, go ahead.
Absolutely. And so, you know, and people, the last executive of Jackson County, which is the main county of Kansas City, Mike Sanders, he was indicted and sent to prison. So not the current one, but the one prior to the current one. So it's a trend that I hate seeing. And when I worked for the county council in 2001, you know, I was open to bribe for a council member who then took it to the police. But another council member went to jail for taking bribes at that time. That related to taxicab licensing.
Yeah.
So, you know, we have this idea that city government is corrupt and county government is clean, or at least pre-Stenger, we had this idea that county government was clean. But it's not. I mean, you have these problems at local government at every level, and that's why you need watchdogs, if I could take it in a little different direction, to not have a county auditor doing their job over the past decade is terrible, because this is the type of stuff that a county auditor should be able to flag and document and make recommendations and improvements to. And St. Louis County not having an auditor is such a problem, and this is an example of why.
Well, I mean, there was a mass exodus after Stenger left, right? A lot of the staff members just quit. So, you know, what will happen here? And maybe that's not a bad thing if Page brought some of these people in. Maybe it's time for them to go anyway. But that could leave a lot of these big positions in county government open.
And Stenger's lasting legacy is that everybody in that building knows that anybody else could be wired at any time, because that was the lesson we learned, is that everybody was wearing a wire when they were investigating Stenger. So you would have thought that Page would have learned from that, but apparently not. So I don't know.
Nobody in that building talks about anything except the weather now.
just like Joe Biden, right?
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah, that's true. David Stokes, thanks for your time. Great having you on again.
Hey, you got a lot of information about good government and Freedom of Information Act requests and the like at showmeinstitute.org. Always great talking to y'all.
Yep, great resource, David. We appreciate that. Thank you for giving us some time today. Wow. Yeah, it's just when you think of it, Lisa Clancy, not surprisingly, Page's lone ally on the council, Democrat from Maplewood there, came out and blamed it on Attorney General Andrew Bailey. That you know, we have an attorney general who's shown on many occasions he'll jump at any opportunity to grab a headline. Well, the headline here is you're accused of improperly using taxpayer money to dissuade voters from stripping you of some of your authority. That's exactly what it appears happened here, Lisa. Sorry about that.
Get more at 971talk.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great, but it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going, whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby. Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team, rep your city, rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.